those experiences became very hard. It assumed that people had a home, that they had a home that was safe, that wasn't, you know, overcrowded or in need of repair. It assumed that families had enough income to be able to stock up on groceries for 2 weeks or have groceries delivered if they were immunocompromised or had other kinds of health issues. It also assumed that kids would have access to broadband and enough computers, you know, have three children at home. We don't have that kind of, you know, we don't have those systems here to make sure that everybody has learning and socializing opportunities. So I think those experiences for families just, you know, were exacerbated.